Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 4th of March, and it's sponsored by the UK Investor Show that's held on Saturday, the 25th of April. Starting off with Condor Gold, which, not surprisingly, in the current environment for the yellow metal, has been doing rather well. Current situation is that we've just broken through the old September high at 28.7 pence. While we're above that, looking for a target at the top of a rising trend channel from April, heading as high as 40 pence. It's been a relatively smooth ride so far. Hopefully, the stock will start to accelerate as well. Next situation is Ektek, which, if I can type it out, has been a bit of a slow slow mover over the recent weeks. It was disappointing that we headed into the upper point twos and then came back to bear trap below the 50-day moving average at 0.17 pence. But at least while we're above that uptrend line from way back in November at 0.15, looking for further gains, the best case scenario target at the moment up to 0.3, which is a November resistance line projection. If you're cautious on the shares, we've already had the trend line break here from February at 0.19, but you might want to see an end of week or end of day close at least above the 200-day moving average of 0.21 there, the black line, before considering this as having finally got off on the right track. Heydel Graphene is a stock which I suppose I look at with some trepidation given its fundamental history, but I thought it was just worth pointing out that the shares have finally broken this November resistance line running through, 1.75 pence, end of day close above that, and especially above the 50 and 200 day moving averages just below it, after the gap higher that we've had to start March. Could signal that we're looking for a reasonably good move to the upside. Best case scenario here is September resistance line projection at 3.4 pence, which seems to be miles away. But I suppose the only thing to say is that that is the target towards 3.5 pence. But obviously, any weakness back below a penny and a half, which is roughly today's intraday low, and that particular glorious scenario would be cancelled. Another freaky chart comes in the form of Independent Oil and Gas, where we had this one-day sort of island reversal for the shares in December, and a similar kind of stopping out and flushing out process over the end of February, beginning of March for the shares. It looks as though the base for the shares, the base of support, is 14.75 pence. I'm going for the, or 14.5 pence rather, that's the initial January support. So while we're above that, looking for 18 pence, and the best case scenario here, retest of last July's, well, rather obviously last July's resistance area towards 25 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you want to see an end of day close just back above that gap top at 15.5. We'll make sure that it is above that before considering this stock as having rehabilitated itself. New Formix has its fans, although it hasn't treated them that well in the recent past. Very choppy price action and a final bear trap back below, back towards 4 pence below the old 5 pence support area. Currently have an uptrend line there running at 5.37 pence, and while we're above that, it looks as though the shares have put in a couple of new highs, higher lows rather, to get back on the front foot. At least if we get an end of day close today above 6.6 pence, which is this January resistance line, the target here could be back towards the top of the range, 11-12 pence over the following month or so, but stick pretty rigidly to that stop loss just below 5.5 pence for that situation if you are tempted. Stock which has behaved rather better than New Formix is Oncoimmune. Here it's worth following up on the shares as they head higher above the 200-day moving average at 71.39 pence. I suppose the level to look at here for is the previous February high at 77 pence. While we're above that, we could see the shares make further moves to the upside. 100 pence and then up to 120 pence is the best case scenario on offer at the moment, and that's valid while we hold above, at least while we hold above the 200-day line at 71 pence. Richmond Resources has had many false dawns in the recent past, but it looks like this particular one may be difficult to for the bears to shake off, let's put it that way, the other way around. We've got a neckline resistance there at which is a previous February high, February highs and January, late January's resistance around the 0.13 level, and while we're above that, looking for at least 0.18, 0.2 pence, which would take us to resistance on the way up in December. Obviously, one would be hoping now that this time, after such an extended consolidation, we see the shares actually manage to retest the glories of December 3.35 at some point over the next 2 to 3 months. Stop loss in this situation, I think, back below the 10-day, rather the 50-day moving average at 0.1 pence would probably be in order. Finishing off with a stock which has been battered and bruised by various fundamental commentators, but has fought back gamely over the last few days, really has been blasted in terms of the alleged fundamentals of the company. But you can see that the bullish divergence that we had for the stock just below 40 pence has worked in terms of delivering a near 10 pence rise for the stock, which is quite a big one in terms of percentage. And this falling wedge hasn't actually even been broken yet. So end of day close back above 50 pence, and that January resistance line could take the shares back to the previous December floor at 64 pence. And that ties in with the 50-day moving average as well at 67 pence. But if you're looking for a new entry, wait for that line to break. I think is probably the best call on the stock at the moment. That's it from me today. Join me again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.